been sung 100 times before. Ain't got nothing but my name, and I'm the only man I know to blame. But I'm living, I'm happy, and I'm free.
Good morning. Arizona homeowners.
Sand over my trail.
Sing along if you know it. Sand over my trail.
I got my saddle on the ground, and that old moon, he can still be found out near the desert sky.
In the desert sky. We have an incredible broadcast lined up for you today. In fact, today's broadcast could change how Rosie on the House broadcasts from this point forward. We are a four-hour Saturday morning radio broadcast. The first hour is kind of our open topic hour, and I'll get to what we're doing in a moment. 8 o'clock hour, we talk about the outdoor living hour. Anything that lives outside, trees, plants, shrubs, gardens, lawns, whatever. If you can plant, grow it, prune it, mow it, trim it, crop it, we talk about it. 9 o'clock hour is the completely open line hour. We try and take as many calls as we can on whatever you want to talk about this Saturday morning. And then the 10 o'clock hour, we talk something specific about home improvement. Now, as that relates to today, Rosie and Jennifer are in Tucson, Arizona on Camino del Seco for the grand opening of Assurance Builders' brand new remodeling showroom. We'll be hearing from them for the 8 o'clock open line hour as well as the 10 o'clock hour. So the 8 o'clock hour, we're talking trees today with arborist John Eisenhower of Integrity Tree Service, but we have a very good chance of getting some other arborists on the air. Now, when I say we have a chance, I am up in Prescott, Arizona for the Arizona Community Tree Council's annual conference and workshop. And outside of Prescott, Arizona, on the base of Granite Mountain, there is a champion tree. A champion tree has some historical significance to it. It could be the oldest tree of that species, largest tree of that species. And as far as we know, this champion juniper tree that's about a 3/4 of a mile from where I'm standing on top of this desert ridge is the largest and oldest juniper known to man in the entire world. Now, what's special about it is a couple years ago when the Dose fire lit, a crew of hotshots were sent in to save this historic tree, which they successfully did. It was the same crew that ultimately perished a week later fighting the Yarnell Hill fire. And we've got a caravan of arborists coming from the Prescott Inn where the conference is held that will be passing through here going to examine this tree shortly. So if they pass while we're still in the outdoor living, outdoor landscaping hour, we will get to talk to a few of them. And Richard Atkins, who's the City of Phoenix arborist, he owns the Gilbert Arborist, he's part of the Valley Permaculture Alliance. I mean, the guy has more hats and titles than I can remember. He will be leading them, and we'll get to, and he'll have a little bit more of the story behind the tree along with the significance of it. And as long as taking your question, well, I'm not sure we'll take questions on air. If you want to email them into info@rosieonthehouse, we can address them live. We're not really equipped on this remote satellite broadcast equipment to really take calls. But if you'd like, if you have a tree question, you'd like to email it in, or if you have a question about the champion tree, or if you've been to the champion tree, let us hear about it. Email us at info@rosieonthehouse.com, and we can address those emails on the air. Again, that's info, I-N-F-O, at Rosie, R-O-S-I-E, on thehouse.com. There's a direct link at the bottom of our website as well. So it's going to be a It's a double remote. I'm remote in Prescott, Rosie's remote in Tucson, and we're going to cover the entire state with great information. And starting off for this open topic hour, I thought I'd cover an article that was run this week in the Arizona Republic, since I'm in Prescott for today's broadcast. It's the top 10 things to do in Prescott. Most of which, I have not done. I'm a little, I thought, oh man, I'll be able to talk about all those. And I read the list, I'm like, I haven't done three or four of these. Number one on the list, of course, you would have to guess, it's the Courthouse Plaza. And last night, my family came up, drove up from Whitman after the girls got out of school. We had dinner down at Bill's Pizza right on Cortez, got done, and we are friends of Scott's, who own the Prescott Wholesaler. We're down from Chino Valley, and we had a great dinner, went and let the kids run around on the courthouse lawn for a couple hours, wore the babies out, walked up to the Hacienda Inn where we stayed. That's where my wife and I honeymooned, so we thought it only right to go back there with the kids, and we got the double queen suite. So it's got two queen beds and a separate suite with a pull-out sofa. And the girls got to stay in their own room separate and just thought they were on cloud nine. And had a wonderful time. So that's number one, the Courthouse Plaza. Lots to do, lots of great shopping, great events. You can check with the Chamber of Commerce, which is on the far south side on Goodwin, and you can get events listing. There's always something going on the Courthouse Square. Number two, right behind to the west of Courthouse is the Charlotte Hall Museum. It's used to be the original governor's mansion back in the 1800s, 1864. They've got a great replica of Old West living. Number three, Rosie could talk about this one. It's one of his favorite, the Phippen Art Museum. Incredible, from what I understand. I haven't done this one either. An incredible display of cowboy artwork. Number four is the Smoky Museum. It's a resemblance of a pueblo built in 1935. And they used to do ceremonies to raise funds for the Frontier Days Rodeo. But some Hopi Indian tribes kind of thought the rituals that they were doing were a little sacrilegious and a little bit too Western, I guess, for it to be traditional. So they actually ended up getting that disbanded in 1990, but the museum's still there, and it's a great museum for old Indian Kachina dolls, some jewelry making, some bones, and just a bunch of ancient Indian artifacts. The next three are all the lakes. Watson Lake, Lynx Lake, and Goldwater Lake. Now, I've been to all of those, and depending on what you want to do, each one of these lakes would be different. If you've got a boat and you want to get out on the water, Lynx Lake and Watson Lake are your best options. There's no power engines allowed at Goldwater Lake, but if you've got little kids and you want to just get them to the water, that's the lake to go to. It's only a 16-acre surface, and you can walk almost all the way around it. By the time you get to the far side of the lake on the trail, the dam there prevents you from making a full loop unless you want to take the long way down. But it's a real easy hiker on the water. They've got a pier. They have canoes you can rent. They've got those foot paddle boats that you can get in and steer and drive with your feet. Also a great lake for crawfish if you want to throw a couple traps in the water and catch your little dinner while you're there. I don't know about the fishing, but the crawfish are incredible. Then there's Thumb Butte. If you're on the Courthouse Square, you can't see it from the square, but if you're back up on Gurley Street, just before the road starts to drop down into the square, you can see Thumb Butte right there. And it's a, you know, Prescott's at about a mile high, a little more than a mile high in elevation. So as you're walking, you'll probably get a little winded if you're not used to the high elevation. Well, if you really want to get winded, this 2-mile round trip goes straight up, not straight up, but it winds up 600 feet. So plan a little time and have some water backed up for that hike. But it's one of the most hiked trails and the most heavily hiked trail in the Prescott National Forest. They get more than 3,000 visitors a month. There's the Heritage Park Zoo, finishes off the list. I'm sorry, there's one more. There's a train It follows the old Santa Fe Prescott Phoenix route, which is about a 10-mile round trip. So if you want to hike some old abandoned train tracks, that finishes out the top 10 for things to do in Prescott. Let me do a quick time check here as I'm standing on top of a ridge waiting for the group of arborists to come up to take me the rest of the way. This is as far as we could get a good signal. We wanted to broadcast underneath the tree. We thought, what better? We didn't have this idea until yesterday. How it all came about is we were at the conference and they were putting together everyone for this hike. And John's like, man, our arborist who will be joining us, John Eisenhower, who joins us monthly, Talking Trees. Man, I would really like to do that, but I've got the broadcast to do with Roman. I'm sitting there thinking, you know, I've got the Comrex Portable, and this one has the G4 card. We could broadcast from the tree, but I need to get out there today to verify we can get a signal. Because there's no way we'll have time to get back to town and hook up and do the broadcast if we get out there Saturday morning and find out no signal. So they gave us a map, which they don't distribute. It's a champion tree, and if they published it and they had a marked trail to it, you know, it'd only be a short matter of time before some bonehead decided to take out a little whittling knife and carve his name into the side of this historic tree. So it's not really a publicly known spot. So Richard Atkins gave me permission to look at the map. So John and I looked at the map, came out, parked as close as we could get, came out hiking, and this ridge was as close as we could get. We start descending down into the wash where this tree is located, and as soon as we drop off this ledge, we lose signal. Well, John went the rest of the way to the tree this morning, so he'll be back to join us in the 8 o'clock hour. At that time, we should get the group of arborists along, and we'll get more history of that tree. But it looks like it's time for our first break, so I will step out now, and we'll be right back with more Rosie on the House.